This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Mattress Firm, our premier mattress provider. They provide 120-night sleep trial, so if your mattress is not perfect, they will pick it up and find you a new one. Save 10% off your order with code MMANUTS10. Tire Buyer, buy tires online, get them shipped for free to an installer of your choice. Save 10% off with code MMA10. Liquid Web, one of the top hosting providers around. Save 33% off monthly VPS plans with code VPS33OFF. NordVPN, get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the two-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMANUTS. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 555. My name is Ingo Weigel.
55, you're all good.
It's because you shot me. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Agrimeth, what are we doing? It's 555.
Apparently you're shooting at me. It scared me.
MMA show walks the line between serious and ridiculous. I know, that got all fucked up. But that's, hey, it's organic.
These things happen.
Orgasmics. That's right.
It's organic and orgasmic at the same time.
Hey, the Blackhawks finally got a new GM. They promoted their interim GM to be the head GM. Thank God. They only have 3 weeks to trade the whole team away. Trade deadline, March 21st, in case you're keeping track at home, kids.
Yeah, it's looking promising, eh?
Yeah, they have a lot of assets you could trade. Trade them all. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, we got to keep the...
Well, we talked about that last week.
The other guy. You got to keep a couple guys. Number 12.
DeBrinket,
yeah.
Hagel.
He's from Michigan, Farmington Hills.
See, there you go. And the only reason we got him is because a lot of people passed on him because they thought he was too small. And they didn't want to pick him. So we picked him up, I think, in the second round or something.
He is too small. Late. He looks like a midget on the ice.
He's he looks like he's on the juice now because he doesn't know how small he is, so he just runs into people and fights people like he's 6'5", 250. Mm-hmm. And I love it. Like, that's a Blackhawk. You want gritty guys that are willing to step up and throw down. Mm-hmm. Not when he's, like, your top goal scorer, because you don't want him to fuck his hands up, but you can respect that and respect it. Just be careful. Don't punch the helmet. Try to get the helmet off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I hate the NHL these days, because that's like an extra penalty if you take your helmets off. That was the classy way to fight back in the day. Guys would drop their gloves, pull their helmets off, and then let's fucking go at it. That's like, oh, it's a penalty, so you have to punch a fucking face visor and fuck your hands up. Worse than bare knuckle fighting championships.
Which is weird, because they should be going for uppercuts, you know, or something.
Yeah, they do sometimes. They go body. I like when my favorite thing to see is, like, say you grab someone with your left hand, you're throwing rights, but then you short punch them with your left. Like, it's so sneaky because that's, you're not expecting that shot, and that usually rocks someone. And then you can re-grip and go right hand, left hand. It depends. Some guys are ambidextrous. It's all good.
They
all
practice.
Good in the hood. Yes.
Yes. Okay, so shall we talk some MMA, which there was a couple of events over the weekend. What do you want to talk about first?
Let's start with the Bellators, with a sneaky event that wasn't very well promoted out there.
Mr. Gegard Mousasi. I have the finish video. Are we allowed to show it?
Yeah, it's Showtime. We're partners with theirs. We can show anything.
Okay, so here it is. Little finito. Pure dominance from Gegard.
Yeah. Like a minute 20 in.
Just destroying. I mean, it's
Mr. Paige Van Zandt. Did
not go so well for him, but well for Mousasi. I don't know. I think this guy's I really would love to see him in the UFC. I think that's just to see where he's at right now. So he seems like he's doing well, but
yeah, he's always been probably one of the most underrated MMA fighters ever. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think even Nurmagomedov said that the other day too. One of the most underrated guys. He is. And now he's kind of lost in no man's land in Bellator, but he's probably making a shit ton of money over there. And good for him. And yes, I'd love to see him back in the UFC. It's like the challenge with the UFC is they keep going. I mean, we could switch over there too, because we'll just talk about Makhachev just railroaded Bobby Green in the first round, but I think that was to be expected. And again, both of those guys, Bobby Green takes the fight on short notice, Makhachev takes it on short notice. Not shocking, but just the lack of quality. I think that's the challenge UFC is having. Is just they're more interested in quantity than quality now, and getting rid of anybody that's super high paid and trying to push them out. And then they keep a couple of guys. Like, I think Adesanya signed for a fuck ton of money again, and he's super happy. But it's like you got to pick and choose, like, who are you gonna put your bank on now? And that seems to be one of the guys, and somehow Ngannou is not that guy. Like, it's just weird.
Yeah, it's hard to, I don't know. It is really weird. Did you see, though, I have a question, because there was a fight fights earlier on this card, Ji-Yeon Kim and Priscilla Cachoeira. Did you see how they took a photo?
Ooh.
They took a photo after the fight in the hospital. What the hell is going on here, Matt? What is happening? What is sticking out of the side of her fucking head? And what kind of injury is that? That's like something.
Oh, I thought that was just a light in the background. That's actually on her fucking head.
No, I don't know, but it looks like it.
It sure does. It's the aliens.
It's right? Some sort of pus drain of some sort. I just thought that was funny. I saw that photo. I'm like, dude, that's crazy.
I love it. I don't know where she could put that, but I feel like things can get done. Things will get done.
And the talk, actually, going back to this, the talk is that Makhachev is going to fight Oliveira, yeah? Potentially?
Potentially.
And I think the Vegas has him well ahead in the odds on that one. What do you think?
Well, Oliveira has to get past fucking Justin Gaethje. So
I think he will.
That is another coin flipper. I mean, my heart wants it for fucking Gaethje, but I mean, Oliveira can take a beating, but like Tony Ferguson can take a beating too, and he took a fucking savage beating from Gaethje and then got finished by like a jab. So I could totally see that play out the same way. But speaking of UFC fights, let's talk about the fights this weekend.
Yeah,
UFC 272, right?
Covington Masvidal.
And then this fight just got canceled because Rafael, not the Dos Anjos one, got the HIV or what's the thing, the COVID. And then you got Barbosa, Mitchell, Holland, Oliveira, some other guy,
Greg Hardy's.
So let's just talk. Let's go main event. Colby Covington, Jorge Masvidal. Go ahead.
Well, before we talk about that, did you know this is the first UFC pay-per-view that doesn't feature a title bout in its headliner since like Conor McGregor and Dustin Poirier fought at 264?
And it's weird because there's rumors that the ticket sales are not doing well.
Doesn't surprise me.
It's a question of, is it a title fight problem or is it a main event problem? Because Masvidal is a draw. Covington is not.
No,
it's just not.
He isn't.
So I'm not sure which one it is. So I guess we'll see when the numbers don't get released. But because this is another fight. Like, who really wants to fucking see this? I feel like it's going to be Usman versus Masvidal. Like, we just saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ugh. So.
I don't see Masvidal winning this fight. I don't know where you're at with this, but I think Covington's got a lot, just more pressure. You know, he's pressure the whole time, always moving forward. Now, the one thing is a question mark is if they stand and bang, you know, Masvidal, he's got obviously some firepower. Anything could happen, right? Yes. But my smart money is on pressure, and some sort of a finish late in the second or early in the third round. Because Masvidal gets tired. So
yeah, that's the problem. It's the goddamn cardio of Covington. And I was watching whatever it was. Maybe it's the UFC countdown show. They're marketing Covington as an international playboy. What the fuck, UFC? What the fuck? He is like the most awkward shit talker and the cringiest fighter in the history of the fucking UFC. So how are you going to compare him to fucking James Bond?
It's the tattoos.
He's the worst. Like, just his whole persona, tattoos and all, Ingo. Mm-hmm. He's wearing like the fucking weirdo glasses. I don't even know who makes those. They might have been gargoyles from back in the day. But what I think he's wearing like ski goggles, and he thinks he's cool. And he's trying this whole fake persona and buying women and whatever. And I saw an interview with Masvidal, and he was talking about Kobe's weakness. He said his weakness is cocaine, gambling, and body shots.
That's about accurate.
So I'm going to actually change my pick, because originally I was going to go with you and just say it's going to be Covington with the cardio. But if Masvidal knows his weakness is body shots and he fucking starts feeding those to Covington at a high pace, throw some leg kicks in too, he'll wipe that cardio right out. Mm-hmm. And then what does that fight look like if you have a compromised Covington versus a Masvidal? Masvidal to win, so I'm gonna try to find every way to make that happen, and I'll go with that. And I don't know if there's real beef between the two, but it just seems this whole thing is awkward. It's like a fight nobody wants to see. Mm-hmm. I want Masvidal to win. I'm just gonna fucking pick Masvidal by knockout, and that'll make me feel better, because I cannot in good faith pick motherfucking Covington to win this fight. There's no way I can do that. I gotta go with Masvidal. I'm going with the heart. Fuck, okay. Fuck science, Ingo. Listen, science.
Science? Is that still a thing?
You blinded me with science.
Remember that shit? I drank that a few times.
I think you go blind, don't you?
Driving to your house, I'm like, I think I'm gonna have a heart attack. I drank this whole science. I can't feel my heart. God.
My asshole is bleeding. I'm drinking so much of this science. Yeah.
Oh my God. Those were the days.
Right.
Can't do that shit anymore. Can't drink that shit. It'll kill me.
Oh.
I stick to coffee and sometimes Diet Coke.
I'll do coffee. I'll do a little green tea every once in a while. If I'm cocaine. Frisky. Candy. Never. Yeah. Never. No. I'll never try that. Hey, speaking of which, let's talk about our sponsor, Little Manscaped. Hey, Splish Splash. I was taking a bath. I noticed I have beautiful balls, Ingo. Our friends at Manscaped, the global leader in below-the-waist hygiene, are turning men's shower dreams into their favorite routine with the all-new Ultra Premium Collection. This is an all-in-one hygiene skin and hair bundle designed to upgrade the everyday man's shower routine from head to toe. Your skin, hair, and balls deserve this. That's sweet. Skin, hair, and balls. Oof. Save big by going to manscaped.com/MMA nuts for 20% off plus free shipping.
That's right. So let me walk you through the Manscaped shower routine.
Nice.
Step one.
Ready?
You lather on the cologne infused ultra premium body wash with aloe vera and sea salt to keep your skin feeling clean and moisturized all day long. I don't know if you heard that correctly, but this body wash is cologne infused, so that special someone in your life will absolutely love it. Step two, hair care time. Apply the 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner. Cleanses and nourishes in one step. Non-greasy formula, coconut water, green tea, aloe, turmeric, and sage.
There's a green tea. Comes right into play.
Apply this to your armpits and pubic region. Step three, hop out of the shower. Protect yourself from body odor by applying on the Manscaped aluminum-free deodorant. It dries and is clear, and it also has some cologne, cologne infusion. You have tattoos?
Yes.
Dry skin,
yes.
Always, especially this time of year. Oh, shit. Hit your skin with the hydrating body moisturizer spray.
I'm gonna hit it with everything and go, yeah. Fuck, this, a fucking kitchen sink, I'm bringing
this is
it.
A lot of product. This is like $1,000 worth of product in like 2 minutes.
You may go blind, but.
And then step five, Manscaped lip balm. My lips are actually very chapped at this moment. What happens if I put the deodorant on my lips and the balm on my, anyways.
It'll all work out.
It's a free gift when you purchase the Ultra Premium Collection. And, you know, this bundle will change your life.
So it's all about life-changing things. You get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. That's 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. It's time to get wet and clean with your new Manscaped shower routine. Woo, woo. All right. I'm ready. I'm going to get fucking down with the clown.
Mm-hmm.
Right back in. What else is happening out there?
Did you see that Misha Tate won Celebrity Big Brother?
No, I did not. Yes. It's weird that she came up today because I just happened to do an image search for certain said pictures of said woman.
What were you doing at the
that
time?
That are still out there. Research, Ingo. It's called research.
Oh boy.
I don't even know how I got there.
Were you using the Manscaped moisturizer?
Not yet. I'll probably use that later tonight.
Okay.
Because here's the other rumor. So apparently the Underground just signed the forum and website, just signed with some major sports media company that'll be announced when the show comes out tomorrow.
Oh, the Underground's still around.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's ESPN's or what. And then that also coincides with John Morgan. It's not going to be with MMA Junkie anymore after UFC 272. I guess he was there for 15 plus years. So the man in the blue shirt, where is he going to end up? That's the question. Probably ESPN. It's going to be some UFC friendly fucking sports commodity. So there's a lot of change going on in the MMA spaces.
It's that time of year, you know?
Yeah. It's weird.
It is that time of year.
I'm going to guess ESPN for both. How's that? Because okay. Who else has money in this market? Nobody.
Disney.
Yeah, Disney. They have all the monies, hence ESPN's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to reload.
Did you watch that video of John Jones and his the camera from the rest a while back? Did you see that circling a couple days back?
Where he's headbutting stuff.
He is. I don't know if we can show it. I'm gonna not, just in case. But
no,
it's out there. That's wild that this stuff can just go on. My thought was this: is like, first of all, what the fuck? But second of all, is it's like, how does this stuff just get posted? It's, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a Freedom of Information Act where you can just ask for it and they'll send it to you, or if like a TMZ offers the police department, hey, here's like $5,000 if you can get me video of John Jones and your interaction with him. That's probably more likely, but
it's probably more than $5,000. I think it's like,
yeah, I mean, that's a huge video. I refuse to watch it just on principle because I've been drunk and sometimes don't have my best moments. And I can totally understand. I don't respect it, but I understand it.
No, I get it. Yeah.
It happens. So I don't want to see people at their worst. So I won't watch that.
Yeah. It's very long. I watched only the 10 seconds or so of that part. Just, you know.
Yeah. And then I'll share this. So then he said, Firefox would all like to fuck off, Firefox. He says, my fiance left me about 2 months ago. Today she finalized that she won't be coming back. If you are a John Jones hater, have a toast. I feel like shit. So again, wants to play the victim, right? Like, oh, I didn't beat my fucking fiance. I did nothing wrong. It's not my fault.
This guy will never change. I don't think he's
part of God's plan.
I don't know if he'll fight ever again. Seems like not.
Well, it seems like he's in a good place to fight right now.
Maybe.
Got a little anger, a little hate. It's only been 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It seems odd.
It does.
I'm going to show you this new fight league. It's kind of curious. Get a little bit of volume. This is called the King of the Streets. King of the North. There you go. King of the Streets. It's bare knuckle on fucking concrete.
Why?
Exactly. So you can get KOs like that where you can die and you fucking go down face first. Oh my God. Exactly. Your face was like, what the
I'm fuck? Shocked, man. That's like, where is that? Russia?
Probably. That seems where like all this crazy shit goes down.
Wow.
I don't know what to make of that. I've sparred. Well, I did. I think I told you once I sparred with my brother in a parking garage once, but we had fucking full gear on. And so if I got knocked out, I'm going down with headgear on,
which is better.
But yeah, still, you don't want to go not great face first. No, it's probably not the best of places to do that. But, you know, and when your brother is like 6'5", 250 and a fucking boxing champion, or like a Golden Gloves heavyweight boxing champion, you're going to get fucking lit up. When you're not as skilled as him, he's just like teeing you off. Thanks. And you come out of it with headgear with two fucking straight up black eyes because he's not pulling any punches. I'm like, thank you. Thank you. Thanks for that lesson. I deserve that. So let's see what else is going on. Did you see Nick Diaz lately?
I saw a photo a couple days ago. I don't know.
Yeah, if it's probably the same.
Fully bearded.
Yeah. Like, what's up with this? Is he going to training to be a garbage truck driver or Santa Claus?
I think he's just living his life, maybe, huh?
He looks happy, man. How often do you see him legitimately smile? Like, that looks like a legitimate smile.
It does.
Good for him.
Can't tell if he's in shape. He looks chunky.
That's neither here nor there. Yeah. I mean, he didn't look great in his last fight. I mean, I think just circumstance robbed us of him fighting for 5+ years. Maybe he took that ban seriously. Remember? Then the Nevada Athletic Commission said lifetime ban. And then they went 5-year ban. And he fucking served a 5-year ban on his own and then came back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's weird. What else is happening out there?
I have a question for you, but it falls in between viewer mail and what we're doing right now. I could just ask you. It's a hypothetical. All right.
Go ahead.
$10 million. Now, I put it in your hand, but there's a catch. A snail is chasing you for the rest of your life, and if it touches you, you die a terrible death. The snail cannot be killed. It knows your location at all times. Its only purpose is to find you. Tiny snail. You take the money? $10 million.
Yeah, why not?
Because you have to keep moving forever.
But snails are very slow. And I will snail proof my motherfucking $1 million house. There's no way that fucking snail is catching me. Okay. I'll take my chances. My family can have fucking the other $9 million. That's tax free, motherfuckers.
Okay. Fair enough.
And then I'm going to rape so many snails just to let that motherfucker know. And then I'm going to put their little snail heads on spikes, probably toothpicks, outside my residence and let him know, like, this is motherfucker, you come for me, I'm coming for your whole species. I might even put a couple up my asshole just to let him know. Not afraid. How about you? What are you doing there?
I'm not taking the money. I don't need the anxiety of a tiny little snail coming to get me. No, thanks. I'm good. It's not worth
it. He's coming to get me, man.
Like, how fast does a snail move? I don't even know. How many
not
miles
that
per
fast.
Hour? So you could get X number of miles away and then wait that many days. And then I don't even know. Just
fucking all you got to do is get to a different continent. Where is he going? He's staying on the same continent.
No, he's. What if he gets on a boat and he's got all? He can't be killed.
Does he have access to funds?
What do you need?
He's
funds
got
for?
All the fundage in the world, so he can travel the world to come find you.
Yeah,
I'll take my chances.
All right,
with my $1 million snail-proof house, he'll never get in. I got this big ass moat. Like, people are like, what's the moat for? I'm snail-proofing my house, motherfucker. This guy's coming. And when he comes, all right? Gotta be safe. Be safe.
Yeah.
Rather than sorry and or
keep it lightly boiling with a little seasoning in there. A little escargot.
Nice. I'll eat that motherfucker up. But then if he has touched me and then I die in the process. It's the circle of life.
Yes.
I was like, where's Mufasa when you need him, Ingo? I don't know. Fuck. All right. So I saw this and I saw this video. This is making the rounds and it always blows my mind. So, like, I see these confrontations, right? So we'll let this one play out, right? Probably in Russia, right? It's very loud. Sorry. It sure sounds. It was very violent and very fast, like 5 shots, super fast. So my question is, if you're a professional fighter, which I'm assuming both these guys are, why do they let the other fighter get that close to you? Why don't fighters chael Sonnen and someone like, I can't let you get too close, like Wanderlei Silva, and push him off? Like, why are they not framing up? Why do they not have their hands up? Like, why is everyone hands down trying to be a tough guy? Like, let's just get face to face and so I can get fucked up. Because the same thing was what? Like Jorge Masvidal and Leon Edwards, right? Mm-hmm. They have a fucking brawl backstage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The two piece.
Like, yeah. Three piece,
whatever.
Three piece and a fucking whatever. Yeah, so why do they let each other get so close to each other?
Because they want to take it to the line of that edge right before something like that happens, because that's exciting, right? But that happens too.
Exciting for who? Like, I don't want you to get that close. I keep my distance, right?
Exciting for the fans. I don't know. The guys are stupid. They get paid to fight. Why are they fighting when they're not getting paid? That doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense.
No.
What else is happening out there?
I got nothing.
All right, I'm gonna take a sip.
Death to me. I had video of the last UFC, one of the refs getting clocked in the head, but then I decided against it because it's probably copyrighted. So
the UFC is tough. Any other sport we could take our chance with. Bellator is the safest. So there's a rumor that Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship is gonna make a run for Francis Ngannou. You see that?
No.
It's interesting. I'm pretty sure we talked about it before, that Chad Mendes was saying that he got more in the Fighting Championship than he did for getting like fighting fucking Conor McGregor for the title or whatever bullshit that was.
Yeah.
And then Triller also acquired a majority stake in Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship.
Oh, wow.
So that's kind of weird. Like,
lots of money being thrown around.
Yeah. So I don't know what that was about, but those two things going on. Then a fight announcement. They said they're going to have a rematch of Shogun versus OSP. Like, what? Exactly. Why? I don't know. Shogun is 40 and OSP is 38.
No one wants to see that.
And a Shogun 40 is like 60 because of all those pride years. So, like, oh, my God. What the fuck are they doing?
Mm-hmm. It's wild. I don't know why they would even consider it. Doesn't make any sense.
No, and I'm surprised they haven't released Shogun, because you got to think he's another one of those fighters that's probably making bank, but still around on the roster for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then did you see this guy? He got his fucking eye knocked out of the socket.
Oh, no.
Mark Martin.
Is he okay?
He'll live to fight another day. I don't know if he'll see out of that eye. But I'm like, oh, that's kind of... He looks like a character in a movie. Maybe like in Star Wars, maybe in the cantina. I'm not quite sure.
That sucks, man.
Yeah, it's not good. I always said if my eye came out of the socket, I would pull it out and try to look behind me. See if someone's sneaking up on me and shit.
I imagine that'd be very painful.
Yeah, it'd be very disorienting and painful. And you'd probably throw up from the pain.
Ugh, just thinking about it. Good God.
Makes me erect and go. Right along. Let's do a little tweet week.
All right.
So you saw that video with John Jones, right?
I did.
Apparently someone's saying this is the fight to make. John Jones versus Officer Nerd. Fucking, he was going off. Like a fucking nerd officer and whatever. I didn't watch the video. I just read about it. I refuse to watch. I refuse to lose. And we'll move right along. You may have seen this, but Carolina Gavlikavich, I don't know how to say her last name. She's straight out of Poland. So she posted this one again recently. It's like fighting weight and healthy weight.
Good Lord.
Damn right.
What's happening there?
Healthy weight. I don't know, but I like it. Healthy weight, good. Maybe I should click on her and see what happens. See, she's showing healthy weight is healthy.
Mm-hmm.
God. Oh, you gotta log in.
They always gotta ruin it for us.
Yeah, I'm not logging in. It is what it is. You either see it or you don't. We run along. Let's do a little Ask the Nuts.
I'm ready.
I gotta pause this, restart it. All right. You got World War III going on over there.
My dog is barking.
Dog going banana. Real Convict Donald on Twitter asks, he says, have you seen Uber Dana in the latest video from Mohed Fudaliyet? If I say that right. He says, the best UFC cartons ever. Goddamn cartons are pretty funny. Daily and amazing. So here's the image of that.
Oh, my God.
Taking it for the team. He's baning out right there.
Getting huge.
He's gacked out of his mind right now. Apparently, he's going to get a Food Network television show for his, like, Fuck It Friday shit.
That's cool.
You could see he was marketing for that, and it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to, I don't know if I can do volume on this, but we'll try. You got to tell me, what the hell is this?
The hell is that?
That's what I ask. What the hell move is this?
It's like a swirling dervish.
Whoa. Right here, motherfucker. Max Holloway. Yeah. I am not.
Sorry about the dog. He's going bananas.
Yeah, he's not happy. He's a bark, bark, bark. He's super loud.
He's a puppy. Sorry.
Oh, good. And then I'm going to assume this is Russia again. Why are things popping off in Russia? So check this one out.
Встречайте, Рустам Кара!
What the hell? Okay,
what the fuck? One more. What the fuck? And I'll just pause it right here. Notice the shitty gun safety. The guy's still got his finger on the trigger while he's getting ready to point it at the co-host here. Look at finger on trigger, pointed right at his dick and her nana. Nina. Nina? Nina. Whew. I've never seen that.
Maybe they're blanks.
One would hope, but sometimes blanks are real. Ask Alec Baldwin. And moving right along. So speaking of refs and getting punched, why is Mike Beltran going to a Metallica concert and getting to hang with the fellas and enjoying the fucking mosh pit? Apparently getting punched in the eye and said mosh pit.
That's crazy. He's a wild dude.
Like how old is he and why is he like in the fucking mosh pit?
Late 50s, I think, right?
Yeah.
Because he's a badass.
Well, true. I don't get it. And then let's do a little knowledge, guy. Knowledge.
Well, I'm starting a new video series on how to get your dog to stop barking. So
very soon.
The only thing I'm going to say is I just grabbed tickets to go see The Batman coming out this weekend with the kids, and I've heard good things. So I'll be reporting back on that because I'm excited about it. They're saying it's better than The Dark Knight. So
that's tough.
That was probably my favorite, The Dark Knight. That's a good one.
It's weird because I didn't know we needed another Batman. And I said that the last time there was a Batman. And I said that the last time there was this is what, the sixth goddamn Batman or something like that. If you want to start with Adam West and then go Michael Keaton and who else? Val Kilmer, George Clooney. Ben Affleck.
I did not see the Ben Affleck ones.
Christian
Bale are awesome. Yeah.
Robert Pattinson. This is his seventh.
I just want to see them do him justice. And I think Dark Knight, that series did the best job. He's a dark character with a good heart, but he's flawed and he's fucked up. So, and they portrayed that nicely, you know?
True.
We'll see.
It's odd.
So there's nothing else out. So I was like, we need something. I want to go to the movies. It's been a while. And then I'm like, what can I see? Wow, there's nothing to see. Like,
yeah, it's hard right now to try to find a good movie or some kind of series to watch. And I'm holding out for like the next movie I want to see is Doctor Strange 2. That one looks like it's going to be pretty fucking sweet. And it just seems weird because it looks like they're trying to put, because I think they saw how well the cameos worked in that last Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. So it looks like they're going to try to jam like a million different characters into this one. And rumors of like a Wolverine, a Deadpool, a Professor Xavier, I don't know who else is going to show up, but
it's like Convergence. They're just going to tie all the storylines together. Yeah, shit's
popping off. Yep. Because I don't know if they're going to try to start like another epic Avengers type of thing, but feels That'd like cool. they're heading somewhere. So we'll see.
That'd be cool.
Then I think we've seen this next video. It's a little like the Tony Ferguson type of training. This is like a little spinal adjustment.
Pika.
Puta madre.
Is
that... I want to watch it again. Just I'm like the thud.
Pika.
Oh
god.
Oh, he probably broke us. He probably popped the vertebrae.
Yeah, how many vertebrae did you just destroy?
I thought it was a watermelon at first. That'd be bad.
No, that's a fucking stone. That's a 25-pound stone to the fucking spinal column.
He's like, stand up straight. You got it.
I'll never walk again.
It's just stupid.
Oh, my God. I don't get it, but hey.
People are dumb.
Yes, and yes. We'll shut down.
That has been this week's edition of MI Nuts. My name is Nico Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.